Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Hello, pre-gamers. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Pre-game, you put your questions out there and we gladly answer them. You ready to go?
Let's do it. First up, we have John Mazzarella. Mexican food or Italian, Miss Andrews?
I love them both a lot, but I will have to say Mexican.
What about you?
It depends on the mood.
Yeah,
because I would like to say that, you know, oh, Mexican's healthier because Italian's so heavy. No, it's not. It's the same. I'm going to go Mexican food. A lot of that, I think, has to do with us living in California.
All right. Is it E-Pigeon? No pigeons here. E-Pigeon 12.
No pigeons.
Best stadium / atmosphere in the NFL. What do you think about that? And you are going to experience a lot of that this year.
I know. I'm excited. My first game is in Kansas City against the Chargers. I haven't been. I mean, I've been to KC to do an interview with Mahomes, but I have never worked a game. Oh, that's not true. That's not true. I worked a game a bazillion years ago, sidelines, when Herm Edwards was actually the coach in Kansas City. That's how long ago it was.
What's your place for best stadium?
Lambeau.
Yeah.
It's just always the, like for me, the whole epicenter that is football. And I mean, I know that's your second home. So maybe it's not for you, but it is for me just nostalgia and everything that, you know, that when the town owns the team, it doesn't get much better.
Sure do. I'm joking. All right. JRep021. I feel the same way, by the way, about Lambeau. Beach or pool? I love a beach. I am afraid of sharks. We do have some great whites in Hermosa. I don't find the water to be very, very warm. So I kind of love a pool. What about you?
It depends on the beach.
Yep.
I like a beach. I like sitting. I like the whole sand vibe. Pool sometimes I worry about people peeing in the pool. I was so afraid.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is like an old wives' tale, but like if you pee in the pool, like then there's a dye that like comes out and it turns your pee like a certain color. Not that I'd pee in the pool, but I think about that all the time. That if I was to pee in the pool, that like I would be outed. I would be the one pool that still has this weird dye that's in it. So I would say I'm more of a beach person.
So here's a pet peeve of mine, and this is just disgusting. I think, and I'm not saying your hair right now, wet hair really grosses me out in a pool. And I just think of being in a pool and the pool's going through everybody's hair and body hair. Like that just absolutely makes me want to puke.
I don't know if you've ever done this, but like when people pull their hair out and like I've been on a trip with girls and they'll put it on the side of the shower so it doesn't like clog the drain. And like you go in there and I'm like, why is there? Yeah. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, and like you've been on a girl's trip and you were in a sorority.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the sorority, but I could rent a room from the sorority because when I transferred up there, they like would rent rooms out to like whatever older people like me who was transferring in. So there were the same thing. And I'm like, these bitches putting their hair on the side of the shower. Gross. Okay. Oh, my phone locked. Hold up.
I got you. Okay. The Kay Dugan, Nick Saban or Jimbo, who is your fave?
And this is all you.
Yeah, this is easy breezy for me answer. Nick Saban all the way, baby.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm going to name my baby Nick Saban.
You are. Megan O'Connell, what would your last meal be? I ask this question a lot to people, actually.
Yours is edamame and tater tots.
It's so lame, but it is. I love edamame. I could be the Joey Chestnut of edamame. I mean, I've like said this. I really want to get in a edamame eating contest because I would crush people because I also don't think there's a lot of people that want
to
do it.
Let's try to create one.
I want to set the Guinness Book World Record for edamame. Oh. So yeah, edamame and tater tots. Yours would be?
Thanksgiving dinner.
That's a good one.
Thanks. This is a hard one. I can't figure out what you're going to say for this.
Sky Tisco said, coffee first, shower first, workout. You know what I'm going to say to this.
Is it a shower first?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is coffee. Like, it's before I even have a sip of water, which I'm sure is completely unhealthy.
I got to do a better job of drinking water. It is. I'm so bad at that.
I'm like a lizard out here in Montana.
I know. I'm going to work on that. Okay. Rye Gordon, if I'm saying that wrong, sorry. Top three sports movies of all time. Let's just do this together for in the spirit of time.
Okay.
Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm. Miracle. I don't know. Miracle on Ice. I don't know. That was really good. What else is there?
I wasn't making that face at you. I was like, have I seen that? I mean, obviously, I know what the Miracle on Ice is, but the movie? That was a movie?
Yeah, it was cute. Mighty Ducks? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, God, there's so many. I love The Natural. I immediately go to baseball movies. Major League.
Tin Cup.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I mean, Caddyshack. I mean, there's so many.
League of Their Own. Always cry when you find out Tom Hanks died. Stop.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert. Remember when someone got mad at you for, like, saying the end of a movie? If you haven't seen A League of Their Own, then you're get over it.
That's just called abuse.
The Big Show. How about me just The Big Show?
If you
were ever stranded on a deserted island with one family member, athlete, or celebrity, who would it be? Oh, this is so hard.
I don't want to say that about my family members.
I know. Let's exclude our family.
Yeah.
We'll exclude our family because there's no win there. So athlete or celebrity, who would it be? Michael Jordan, because I would just ask him 7 million questions about everything.
And you would forget you were stranded.
Yeah, exactly.
Wilson? Probably Chris Hemsworth, because I would ask him if he could just get us out of there. Like, with his Marvel
powers.
Oh, my God,
good logic. Oh, I like that.
And he's pretty, so.
Yeah, he's not ugly.
No.
I love that. This is the pregame. For those of you that don't know, it's a precursory conversation to a much larger thing. This week's episode, I have a lot to say. I'm going to go on a rant. So if you're interested, tune in on our originally scheduled program on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.